There are more shocking stories of the abuse and humiliation of young Australians with a disability today as hearings continue at the Disability Royal Commission. The hearing in Townsville is focusing specifically on education and looking at how children with disabilities are treated in schools. Julia Holman is covering the Royal Commission. She joins me now. Julia, good afternoon. What have we heard so far from the inquiry today?
Thomas, we've heard experiences of students who have been bullied, humiliated and isolated while they're at school. This morning we've heard from a parent, and for legal reasons we can't give you her name, but she's a special education teacher in Townsville and she's the mother of five children, all of whom have a disability. She's told the inquiry about the expense of providing that necessary support for her kids, the doctor's fees, the physio fees, the therapist fees, etc., as well as the difficulty of translating those medical reports that the health professionals would write into the classroom setting. This mother also gave an insight into the difficulties her kids face at school. Here she is talking about her eldest son who's got autism.
He's really bright. He was diagnosed gifted, top 1% of the population, but he actually failed grade 12. His anxiety would look like violence. He would push it around his siblings, that sort of thing. Massive sensory issues with noise and food. The sensory issues meant that it was really difficult for him to use the school toilet because of the sensory overload of that. That led to lots of difficulties with like bladder infections, or he'd have to come home and go to the toilet, like things like that.
Did he report bullying to you?
Yeah. The bullying was so extreme that he actually took a knife to school because he was that scared.
The parent of a child with disability speaking at the Royal Commission hearing in Townsville this morning. Julia Holman's with me. Julia, there are mixed views around the idea of inclusive education. Currently, many students are educated in so-called special schools, but some want that to change.
Yeah, there's certainly many people who argue that those special schools lead to poorer outcomes for students with disabilities. And they say the mainstream system should be able to accommodate all kids. The mother we heard from earlier, she's told the commission that adjustments can be implemented in the classroom, often fairly simply, but that in her experience, schools are resistant to making those necessary changes. And another person who's advocating for what's called inclusive education is Greens Senator Jordan Steele John, and he was one of the main advocates who helped get this Royal Commission happening.
What we need is a national inclusive education strategy. We need state and federal governments to set a timeline on when we will end this two-tier system. That will involve training for teachers, that will involve some additional resources as well, but more than anything it will involve a recognition that disabled children deserve the opportunity to be educated alongside their non-disabled peers to the same curriculum as everybody else, supported to learn in the best way that they can, because that is so foundational to employment, to housing, to life beyond school.
That's Greens Senator Jordan Steele John. And Thomas, the hearing in Townsville, it will run until Thursday. The next hearing beyond that will be in Melbourne early next month, where the focus will shift to the experience of people with disabilities in group homes, where there have long been reports of abuse and neglect and calls for reform.
Okay, Julia Holman, thank you.